Today we're going to learn about the silver buckle. One early spring Sunday morning in 1770, a wealthy landlord decided to take his hounds out for a walk. Before his visit to the church, while strolling across the high open countryside of East Guinea, he noticed to his horror that one of his silver buckles of shoe had broken. What was he going to do?
As a well-respected landlord, he could not miss church, and it was his duty to set an example for his tenants. He certainly could not attend to the Sunday service with one buckle missing. That simply wouldn't do. Remembering that a talented blacksmith lived nearby, he turned his horse and rode towards the village of Carnal Green, whereupon he woke a sleepy blacksmith from his bed and asked for help. The smith was a very clever and ingenious man named John Harvey.
John Harvey knew that he was dealing with a rich man and also knew that he would be carrying a silver spoon on his person. He to give him his spoon, whereupon he melted it down and made a replacement buckle. He was so impressed that one of his wealthy landlord offered his assistance of money to help John Harvey open the very first foundry in the county of Cornwall. John Harvey chose Hale.
He chose Hale because it was close to many of the mines around Camborne and Redruth, as well as being next to Keys and Pemple River. In 1779, some of the earliest buildings of the foundry were built.
Smelting metal was the one thing, but making castings from metal was a tricky business.
John Harvey and his workforce were completely in the dark.
But they didn't know what they were doing.
John Harvey had a plan.
Hi, I'm John Harvey. I would like to know how to make metal castings.
That's our secret. Get lost, boyo.
Yeah, boyo.
But he would not give up. He disguised himself as a workman and put on a Welsh accent.
Hello, boyo.
And learnt how to make metal castings.
You're listening to a podcast from Penpole School.
John Harvey changed Hale, but he made some enemies.
The Cornish Copper Company in Copperhouse were very angry that Harvey was stealing his trade.
I'll stop that scoundrel, John Harvey. I'll block the river.
And he did.
And it caused a big fight. Hundreds of men from Copperhouse and Hale met at Carnsupul.
Poor old Harvey was knocked on the floor.
John Harvey had four daughters.
Hi, I'm Jane.
And a son.
Hi, I'm Henry.
Jane married Richard Trevithick in 1794.
Hi, I'm the most famous engineer from Cornwall.
Trevithick is famous because he was partly responsible for inventing a motor car. He used a steam engine and drove it up Camborne Hill. One day, he decided to go on a trip.
Hi, Jane, I'm off.
But where, my darling?
I'm off to Prue.
Henry, Jane's brother, wasn't happy.
You can't just leave my sister like that.
And he didn't come back for 13 years. To keep Jane happy, her brother thought of a project.
Jane, I want you to run the White Hart.
Oh, how exciting.
John Trevithick returned to Hale and received a hero's welcome.
Hooray! Hooray!
But he died a few days later.
Aww.
In 1803, John Harvey passed away and Harvey's foundry was under the leadership of his only surviving son, Henry. Harvey's foundry became the leading producer of high-pressure engine pumps in the mining industry and were world famous.
Today, Hale is a quiet seaside town. Was it like that in Henry Harvey's day?
No, not at all. The foundry area had been horrendously noisy, dirty and smelly with all the industry that was going on.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Were there any shops in Hale?
Henry opened a biscuit factory and a general store.
Ooh, I bet the biscuits smelt good.
Yes, but the workers were paid in tokens that could only be spent in Harvey's general store.
Were they happy with that?
No, so eventually they began building trading stores outside their own cottages, and some of them can still be seen today.
Would you rather live in Hale at the time of Henry Harvey or at this time now?
Definitely this time now.
Thank you. It was some really fantastic information.